This is Dakota Datebook for August 14th. Citizens in North Dakota were adjusting to a new political climate following the August 1974 tsunami of attention over Richard Nixon's resignation and Gerald Ford becoming the new president. In an article that August, Fargo Forum staff reporter Chet Gebert recalled a personal encounter with Ford, who had also been the House of Representatives minority leader. Ford had visited North Dakota in 1965 on behalf of the state's lone congressman, Mark Andrews. Ford and Andrews had flown together to Fargo on a chartered plane to attend a $25-a-plate testimonial for Andrews, which was attended by 800 people in the Fargo Memorial Auditorium. Gebert wrote, "When the yays for our side and the hisses for the other side remarks were completed, Ford sat down exhausted. He smiled broadly and affected cheerful poses with the candidate and party people. Ford's invitations for endorsing candidates and speaking to crowds across the nation had increased since becoming the House GOP leader. He'd also recently had a confrontation with President Lyndon Johnson, a Democrat, and his reputation and national profile within the GOP had grown. In an interview at the now-gone Townhouse Motor Hotel the following morning, Ford, still in stocking feet, met the reporter. Ford was chipper that morning and said his night in Fargo was the first time he'd had 7.5 hours of sleep in a long time. Gebert reported that he and Ford had breakfast together in the motel room. After starting with a dish of cooked prunes, Ford had bacon, eggs, toast, and coffee. Gebert wrote, "Ford was frank about the prunes. He said, in effect, that his business made it almost mandatory that one needed prunes to get his day going." Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Steve Stark. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.